The media's bringing bad, bad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the flu. The second wave's on. Now all my friends are back to Zoom meetings. Once again, DoorDash is bringing our dinner tonight. Two pizzas from Gennaro's sounds out of sight. Please stay home for Christmas. Please stay home for Christmas. If you want to make it to New Year's night, find outdoor spaces for most situations, and be sure to bring your mask and some gloves, 'cause it's 2020. And I'm starting to fear that 2021 could be just as bad as this year. So just FaceTime me and I'll stay by the phone. But Christmas and New Year, just stay your ass home. You love your pop, pop, and Nana, then keep them alive. Tell them if they come over, they have to stay outside. Oh, sorry, Nana and Pop, Pop. I ain't trying to kill you tonight. Old Saint Nick is gonna have to talk to you through the internet. Oh yeah. Stay safe out there. And remember, you show up to my house, I'm not opening the door. And I'll be happy spending Christmas all
B Show, 10:44 in the p.m. We're in December and it is chilly outside. Myself and Big Willie Counts.
Well done, another banger.
Thanks, man. I'm trying to pump these things out. It's not easy, you know. I mean, most albums take years to make, and I am trying to, do this thing in weeks, a couple weeks. So I'm trying to keep spitting them out. That was the latest. Please stay home for Christmas. As part of my COVID Christmas album that we're releasing to raise money for Metropolitan Ministry. So I'm going to continue to try to produce good ones. I have some great ones that I'm in the works right now. So, yeah.
I like how this one was depressing.
You like it?
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
More real. Yeah.
It offered solutions, though. You know what I mean?
Just kick your grandparents out and sit on the lawn.
Leave them outside. Zoom meetings. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. But my goal, when I think about it, I have this daydream that people are going to just have this lightly playing in the background during Christmas when they have their family over, and people won't even notice right away. And just every now and then they'll go, did the artist say, keep your ass outside? Is it? And they'll go, oh yeah, that's Johnny B COVID Christmas. And I'll go, what? And then they'll turn that up, and then they'll turn it up and be like, what the hell? Who the hell's Kelly? What's wrong with that guy's voice? You know? So
yeah.
That's the idea. So we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Very good.
Phone lines are open for you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. You know, and I got people, you know, hitting me up and giving me ideas for COVID Christmas songs and stuff too. So if you have an idea, I mean, you never know. I might do it. I might do your idea. I'm trying to think of some of the ones that people have been shooting at me. Some pretty good ones. But yeah, I think you're going to like, I'm going to have one ready for tomorrow night for the Super Short Show.
Nice.
Yeah, I've already said it. I've committed to it, and it will happen. So we'll have that done. I want to remind everybody, once again, I am doing stand-up 2 shows this Saturday. So just found out today, confirmed it today in Palm Harbor at one of my favorite clubs ever, Snappers Comedy Club and Grill. They have great, great food there. So before they were a comedy club, they were a seafood restaurant. Now they're both. And, you know, so it's cool. It's right out US 19 in Palm Harbor. Not far away from Chris Hovan's DUI, Will.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll show up and kick your ass when you were bad-mouthing him earlier.
I hope he doesn't kick my ass. I wasn't bad-mouthing him. I was taking up for him. You were the one. No, was like, hey, I can't believe that pussy had a kid in the car. Well, that's what you said.
That's not words that I use.
I'm paraphrasing, but it was pretty close.
That. I don't say things like that.
I don't talk like that. Oh, no. Yeah. So there's the thing. We didn't talk about this, Will, and we got to. MMA is a sport that has not really been affected by COVID-19. I mean, yes, they're doing fights with no audience, but it seems to be one of the sports that has carried over pretty well. Like, you really don't need an audience. Like, the fights are still very competitive and very entertaining. Well, Russia, they are allowing audiences, and they had a fight. Well, my goodness, this is crazy. So one of their female, Darina Matchuk is her name.
Close enough.
She fought a 530-pound man.
Yes, she did.
She weighs 135.
Uh-huh.
Whew.
Now, what did you think was going to happen when you saw this matchup? And did you watch the fight?
Yeah.
I did, too.
Well, what I thought would happen possibly is what happened. But I also thought there might be a chance if he got his hands on her, he'd just squish her.
That's what I thought was going to happen. I thought he was just going to, like, you know, tackle her and just lay on top of her until she gave up.
Mm-mm.
But she kicked She kicked the crap out of him.
Yeah, it reminds me the very first UFC event, and this was in the mid-90s. I remember watching it, and it was all different weight. There was no weight classes. It was all kinds of fighters of different styles and stuff. It was more of a kumite than anything. And one of the fights that always resonates, the one that I always remember, and you could go find it on YouTube. Maybe we'll find it and post it. But it's like, I want to say the guy's name was Yarborough or something, this sumo wrestler. Big old guy, like 680 pounds. And he fought a ninjutsu artist, which is the art of the ninja. But a white guy from like Iowa, I think. And this guy weighed 180 pounds. And he whoops the sumo guy's ass by jumping on his back, and he was like karate chopping his head until the guy fell down on the ground and tapped out, and he broke his hand, so he couldn't even go on. It was a tournament, so once you fought and you beat somebody, you went to the next round. He couldn't go on. They had to get somebody to replace him or something, because he like broke his hand on the guy's head.
That was wild. Like, when the UFC first came out, was just these, there was no weight classes. It was just like, you're gonna fight this person. And it didn't matter, you know, how tall you were, how big you were. It's like, this is who you drew, so this is who you're fighting. It was wild.